I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Congressman, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Oh, it's my pleasure to be back. How's it going?
Very well. We always love to have you in Philadelphia. We told your colleague, Congressman Hunt, he might be coming our way. We love to have you stop in, but I find this to be the real perfect storm, George Clooney reference, since he's involved in this, where Biden is in purgatory. You know, he's got one foot in purgatory anyhow. And last night was exactly what you would want. I think he hangs in, as awful as it was. And the chaos on the other side is mind-numbing.
So I will tell you, my first day back in Capitol Hill after the debate in Atlanta, I'm walking to the speaker's office, and Debbie Dingell, one of our colleagues out of Michigan, Democrat, she's like walking down the hall very, very like quickly. I've never seen Debbie walk this fast. And there were 20 reporters who were chasing her down the hallway. One reporter got body blocked into the wall because the other reporters were just in such a breakneck pace to get to Debbie Dingell. And she's running away from them, and they're chasing her. That is a microcosm of what's been happening in Washington, D.C. I think the Democrats have never had to deal with media backlash like this. Some of my colleagues on Capitol Hill who have been around five terms, eight terms, they've told me they've never seen anything like this.
Feel free to Congressman, feel free to use in your interview the Dingell Dash when you make this point on CNN or someplace like that. They'll love it.
That sounds like you're going to the bathroom, man. I'm going to leave that one alone. But the truth is they've never had to deal with anything like this. And so Joe Biden's, performance last night did not calm fears. I mean, you saw, like, right after it, Jim Himes, the ranking member on the Intelligence Committee, came out and said, yeah, thanks, but no thanks. Joe's got to go. And so this has not done anything. His performances, quote unquote, have not calmed down the issue. And the number one issue is nobody believes he can do the job now, let alone for four more years. And then what's really happened is the secondary issue, even if you get past that one, is that everything he's done has been an unmitigated disaster. So they're in a world of hurt, and I think what they're looking at is their own political futures. They're not concerned about Democrat voters or independent voters or even Republican voters. They're concerned. I don't think that's going to stop.
Yeah. The convention. Give me how you'd like to see the convention go. What do you want to see out of the convention?
Honestly, I think we're just going to be focused, locked in on our message, locked in on the American people, demonstrating to the world that not only do we have the policies for what needs to happen in our country, but we also have the leadership. We have the stature. We have the decision-making ability. We have, the mental capabilities. And I think also what you're going to see is the true depth of the Republican Party next week in Milwaukee. And so I think coming out of there, obviously, the crescendo being Donald Trump accepting the nomination, it's going to be a great week for us and into to independents in our country and even, you know, like conservative Democrats and disaffected Democrats who are in Philadelphia and everywhere else. They're going to be like, you know what? This actually sounds pretty good. Are these the people they say are a threat to democracy? Because it doesn't really seem that way at all, especially considering the fact that the Democrats in the media hid the fact that Joe Biden is mentally incapable of doing his job.
Yeah, exactly. Give us a sense inside that, the SAVE Act. I like to say that sometimes the politically right thing and the moral right thing come together, and Democrats don't know what to do with you guys on the issue of non-citizens should not be able to vote. The only thing they seem to be saying is that, and here we go again, this is Jim Crow 2.0.
It's so ridiculous. It's not even gaslighting. It's just outright lying. It's offensive. It's offensive to black people who fought for the right to vote in this country. It's offensive for women who fought for the right to vote in this country. And to now say that if you just come across the border illegally, that it's not going to be the law of the land, that you have to become a citizen first before you get to vote, it's obscene and it's offensive. But this is where the modern Democrat Party is. They are a party of massive open borders. They are a party of basically anybody coming in. And as long as they support the Democrat agenda, they go to the front of the line. And to hell with everybody else who's been in this country, worked hard in this country, came here the legal way, the right way, or growing up poor in the inner city, or poor in rural areas in this country, making something of their life. If that's who you are, the Democrat Party is not an advocate for you. They are an advocate for these elites on both coasts. You can see from the George Clooney's down to all the people in the Upper West Side of New York, and they are a party for these radical components, this radical ideology that has come from Europe and with illegals who come across our southern border. It's disgusting.
One parting area, of course you should know with our listeners, you're one of the favorites every time we talk about the VP choice. And I have to tell you, the VP choice draws more calls and more listeners, I guess because the nominees have been sewn up. Final thoughts as you head into the convention as one of the contenders?
I really don't know what Donald Trump is going to decide, you know, but I know it's going to be a great choice. You know, all the people on the list, quote unquote, we all know each other. We all know each other, talk to each other. It's going to be a great choice. You know, I mean, selfishly, yeah, I want it to be me. But at the end of the
you know what? I commend you for that. The first guy we've had. That's exactly what I would say. Look, I like these other guys and women, but I want it to be me, of course.
I mean, you know, they're okay.
Yeah.
It's going to be a great choice. Donald Trump's going to do an amazing job. Our ticket is going to truly demonstrate what it means to putting the American people first, putting America first, and then making our country great again. And that's what it's going to be all about. Everything else comes secondary and tertiary. So I'm excited. I'm excited to see what he's going to do. I'm going to have a great time at the convention, talking to a lot of people. And so we're going to really lay out for the country what it means to be proud of America and have a policy and a platform and a vision for the future of our country.
Absolutely. Congressman, thank you as always. Have a great convention.
All right. Take it easy, guys.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm Bobby Finger.
And I'm Lindsay Weber. Our podcast, Who Weekly, is everything you need to know about the celebrities you don't. Think of us as your cheat code to People Magazine, your glossary for Hollywood, a shortcut to understanding pop culture at large.
For the past 8 years, Who Weekly has been telling listeners everything they need to know about the celebrities they don't.
Who Weekly airs twice weekly with brand new episodes on Tuesdays and Fridays. Listen and follow Who Weekly, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.